This is the first podcast for Module FAC 3702 in a series of podcasts that will follow later in the semester. First of all, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on reaching this point of your studies. My name is Marlies Els and I am one of your lecturers for FAC 3702. The names of the other lecturers as well as their contact details can be found in the tutorial letter 101. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding topics that we consider to be important, being submission and due dates of assignments, calculation of year mark and final mark, format of the examination and study approach. Submission and due dates of assignments. The module consists of two compulsory multiple choice and one optional written assignment. It is very important that you submit assignment 1 before the due date, as this assignment will give you admission to the exam. I repeat, that submission of assignment 1 is necessary to obtain admission to the exam. Please note that submission of assignment 2 before the due date is also important, as both assignment 1 and 2 count towards your year mark. The due dates of the assignments are clearly set out in tutorial letter 101. No further extension for the submission of the assignments will be granted. I emphasize that no telephonic conversation or correspondence will be conducted in this regard. Assignments can be submitted as follows: via MyUNISA, this is the preferred method, or by mail and the UNISA assignment Dropbox. Use the mark reading sheets provided to submit the multiple choice assignments if you do not submit your assignment via MyUNISA. Please keep proof of the submission of your assignments for future reference. Calculation of year mark and final mark. Your year mark is calculated by taking into account only assignment 1 and 2. Assignment 1 and 2 count 10% towards your final mark. The examination mark will constitute the remaining 90% of your final mark. Please bear in mind that a good year mark will be to your advantage. The examination will cover all the study units before, therefore you cannot afford to leave out any of the study material. Please keep the study program as set out in your tutorial letter 101, as this will ensure that you have sufficient time to cover all the study units. The examination paper will consist of two written questions and will be a 2-hour exam. Study approach. Please refer to tutorial letter 101, where a detailed suggested approach to studying this module is set out. You will also notice that prior year exam papers with the suggested solutions are set out in the tutorial letter 101. We strongly advise that you to work through these questions to determine the standard expected of you. I hope that you will enjoy this module and that all your hard work will be rewarded.